Good morning, Hippie Radio. Hello.
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 Hi there. How are you?
Is this Harry?
It is Harry.
Harry Wayne Casey. Yes, from Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
You know, I think you and I need to get together and have some dinner sometime, man. I mean, this is like the fourth time you've been on the show, and that's great. I love having you on.
Oh, wow. Thanks, man. That's sure thing.
Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. It's coming up on Sunday. Cannot wait. You know, the last time that we were there, we had a big dance out in the hall and just had a big time, and it's going to be another
awesome.
Great time. And can't wait. You know, I remember seeing you backstage, and You're a focused dude before you go on. You're just like in the moment, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you have to. You know, I got to become KC.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, speaking of which, you know, we've had you on a few times, and we've talked to you about various things, and I remember you stopping by one time. We talked a little bit about your records producing days and things of that nature, but something we've never talked about, and I want to go back and take you back to a moment. There's a couple of things. First of all, when did you realize that Casey and the Sunshine Band was an international success?
Almost from the very first couple records, the first record, because it started making a lot of noise down in Louisiana and up in North and South Carolina a little bit, and definitely down here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it was doing some stuff, you know, internationally. So,
yes.
It was, you know, right away I kind of knew that there was something happening with it.
Yeah.
And then our first big hit actually was a song called The Queen of Clubs that came out in Europe before Get Down Tonight came out here. So mm-hmm. we popped off in Europe before we made it, you know, in America.
And I mean, like, big. And the labels would come to you and say, man, it's doing great in London, it's doing great in Australia or whatever, correct?
Right.
That had to make you feel incredible, though.
Well, it did because, I mean... although I was at the recording studio for 5 years prior to, you know, me finally putting my own record together,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of almost out of the box in a way. It wasn't out of the box major, but, you know, the third single that they released from the album internationally became, you know, a top five record, you know,
yeah.
all over Europe. So, you know, that was pretty amazing. I mean, we couldn't give it away here in America, but it was huge over in Europe.
Yeah. And there was a time that your singles sold so many, what was it, 4 or 5 straight singles went to number one. That had been the first time any band had ever done that since the Beatles. Is that correct?
Right, right. I mean, we were selling major amounts of records.
Yeah, absolutely. And at that time, unbeknownst to you, probably over 100 million by now or even more than that.
Yes.
That's just incredible success. That had to be lightning fast, throwing you right into the lion's den. Didn't you feel that way at some point? I think you did. There was a point that you didn't like your success, did you?
You know, well, the success made me a very lonely person at times.
Yeah.
Especially when I traveled. You know, I had been around other artists there at the company because other artists were having success. At the label and stuff. So, you know, when mine started happening, it was almost the same as one of the other artists happening. And it just felt like part of the program, part of the normal thing that was going on. You know, it wasn't like, you know, I mean, of course I was excited and like, you know, wow, you know, I did it or, you know, this is incredible.
Yeah.
But I was so busy trying to make the next record or work on other artists from the label that I really didn't have time to focus on, you know, what was happening all around me. You know, it's taken me like 40 years to kind of understand that, to realize that, to accept that, and to kind of deal with it and be comfortable with it, actually.
Yeah, I totally get that because I heard you in an interview say, I just want to be part of it, but you didn't feel like you were part of it at the time.
Correct. I was on the outside, inside looking out, and, you know, it's kind of a strange place to be.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. And I'm just, you know, I'm just thankful that you figured it out and came full circle and back to it. What brought you back to that point? Did you have to leave and get away from it to be able to do that?
I actually went into a corner and prayed to God that if he'd just bring it down to a zero. So I just didn't know how to get away from it. I just didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah.
And you know, he brought it down to a zero. And, you know, and so it wasn't until Arsenio Hall... on his TV show, one of my friends said, Arsenio Hall just said he wants to see a reunion of the band. And I thought, that should be interesting. And I thought, this is like 10 years later, and I thought, you know what? I'll call them up and see what they want and see what's going to happen. So I went out and I did that TV show.
Yeah.
And I just realized that, number one, I had stopped doing, my father had always said never give up, and I had kind of given up. And I was just, you know, and... it just some bells started ringing, saying, you know, reminding me that this is what I always wanted to do and this is what I love doing, and I had stopped it. And so I started taking shows after that and testing the grounds a little bit and found out that people wanted to see us. And, you know, and so I just kept going. The only problem, I was doing drugs at the time. So I went into rehab in 95 and got that all straightened out, and here we are.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, God bless you for that, man. That's just absolutely incredible. Harry Wayne Casey, Casey and the Sunshine Band, going to be at Skirmerhorn Symphony Center coming up on Sunday. You got a brand new release out. Tell me about this record. This is so different from anything I've ever heard from you, man. Tell me about this.
Well, Tony Moran's a very good friend of mine, and I've been releasing some. This is my seventh Billboard Dance Chart record that I've had in a row. And... you know, Tony Moran's a very well-known DJ and mixer throughout the world.
Yeah.
And he sent me this track and says, what can you do with this? And I went in and, you know, wrote this song to it and everything. And then as we were listening to it, the guitar that he had put on there, or the guy he'd used for the guitar, I said, you know, we decided that this sounds like Nile Rodgers needs to be on here. So I got on the phone and called Nile and, you know, asked him to... you know, lend his talent to the record, and, you know, he agreed to do it, and so, you know, very excited about it, and it's great to work with Nile, and it's always great to work with Tony, too, and so, you know, here we are. We're number 12 with a bullet this week on the Billboard Dance Chart.
That's incredible, man. We're going to play it right here on the radio, you know.
That's awesome, man.
You may hear this in the club, but this morning you're going to hear it on Hippie Radio. It's called Give Me Some More, KC of the Sunshine Band. Little help there featured Nile Rodgers on Hippie Radio 94.5.